Central Louisiana, KAYT, KQJOFM. I've got a question for you. Is it okay to kiss in the workplace? That's something that you have to decide. You know, in a lot of cultures, kissing is acceptable, particularly with the French. They love to kiss you on both cheeks. And, you know, I'm like, you can keep that. I don't know where your lips have been. But is it okay to kiss in the workplace? Now, a lot of people will say maybe yes if it's your significant other. And other people will say, no, I don't want to see that. So that's something that is up to the individual and up to the workplace to decide. Is it okay to kiss at work? I don't know, particularly on television. And this kind of stems from one of the Croatian foreign ministers. He's a guy that tried to kiss his German counterpart while they were in a meeting and cameras were on them. And, you know, they were shaking hands. He leaned over to kiss her on the cheek, and she kind of turned her head like, you know, what are you doing? And so that sparked this debate. Is it okay to kiss in the workplace or in public? And the quick answer is no, maybe not. Public displays of affection, you know, that ought to be done in private. But, you know, it's open for interpretation. Let's go to today's Bible Jeopardy challenge. All right, here we go. What punishment were fortune tellers or mediums supposed to receive according to the law found in Leviticus? What punishment were fortune tellers or mediums to receive according to the law in Leviticus? Is it they were to be stoned to death? Is it they were to be put outside the city gates? Could it be they were supposed to be declared unclean, or maybe they were to be hanged in the city gates? What punishment were fortune tellers or mediums to receive according to the law found in Leviticus? Leviticus 20 and 27 has the answer. That's Leviticus 20 and 27. You look it up and you get back with me at 318-484-2500. In the meantime, we're going to listen to some important messages. We'll be back after that. Salvation Ministries presents the Reverend Dr. Linda King and her 60th birthday Love Day celebration and gala. This formal event will be held at the Natchitoches Event Center, 752nd Street in Natchitoches, Saturday, November 18. During this gala, crystal awards will be given out to those leading the way for God's kingdom. In honoring Dr. Linda King, co-pastors Carl and Brandel Willis will perform selections from their new release, Let It Flow. Featuring the Salvation Ministries Ensemble and the Voices of Worship. But that's not all. The next night, November 19th at 4 p.m., the ordination service of co-pastors Carl and Brandel King Willis and others will be performed at the Restoration Apostolic Ministry, 175 Fairgrounds Road in Natchitoches, Louisiana. Officiating will be Chief Apostle Lord Michael Hunt of Chicago, Illinois. The host pastor is Apostle Sebastian Babers. You don't want to miss this wonderful two-day event. Salvation Ministries is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Medicaid members, keep your address and phone number up to date to make sure you receive important information about your health insurance and you don't risk losing your coverage. If you get a letter from Louisiana Medicaid, follow the directions and respond to it as soon as possible. For questions or to update your info, call the number on your insurance card or visit healthy.la.gov. That's healthy.la.gov. Remember, keep your contact information up to date and respond to Medicaid letters so you don't lose your health care coverage.
Another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Let's check our Tuesday weather forecast in Natchez, Mississippi. We'll have mostly sunny skies, 84 for the afternoon high, mainly clear overnight with a low at 63. Monroe is mainly sunny with a high temperature at 84, partly cloudy overnight. Your low is at 65. Shreveport has an afternoon high at 85 under sunshine, mainly clear skies at night with an overnight low at 68. Lake Charles has a sunshine and cloud mixture, 83 by the afternoon. Overnight low is at 66 under partly to mostly cloudy skies. Right here in A-Town, partly cloudy with a high at 87. There'll be a few clouds overnight with a low at 64. That's your Tuesday weather forecast. Thank you for listening. I'm Wade Hampton.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
Please believe it.
Blessed and highly flavored.
Can you repeat that?
We got the flavor for Wade Hampton.
Yeah.
All this is the music for the people and by the people on the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show. We're reminding you the Living Waters Apostolic Church of Love of West Monroe is going to have a parking lot revival November 8th, 9th, 10th, and the 12th. The Living Waters Apostolic Church of Love is at 1517 Bill Street in West Monroe. Elder Bruce McCoy Sr. is the pastor as the music continues. Here's Micah Lee with Don't Break.
He's about to restore.
Say no.